from Washington. This is VOA News. I'm Susan Yawkey reporting. Cruz, Trump, Clinton, Sanders, pickup wins. Billionaire Donald Trump is moving closer to capturing the Republican Party presidential nomination in the United States with victories in the Louisiana primary and Kentucky caucus. Following Saturday's wins, Trump urged Senator Marco Rubio to bow out of the race.
Marco Rubio had a very, very bad night, and personally, I'd call for him to drop out of the race. I think it's time now that he drop out of the race. I really think so. I think it's probably time. You know, I don't think tonight he can get up and rant and rave and, oh, he did great. He comes in third. He comes in fourth. Every time he comes in third or fourth, he says, you got to be able to win. And he has not been able to win. And I think it's time that he drops out. I would love to take on Ted one-on-one. That would be so much fun.
Texas Senator Ted Cruz has emerged as Trump's closest rival, winning primary contests in Maine and Kansas while finishing a close second in the other two states.
I'm very encouraged because if we continue to unite, we're going to win this nomination and we're going to win the general election, defeat Hillary Clinton, and we're going to turn this country around.
On the Democratic side, Senator Bernie Sanders won the Kansas and Nebraska caucuses, while former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton posted an overwhelming win over Sanders in the Louisiana primary. Clinton actually won more delegates than Sanders and maintains a significant lead in the delegate count, with 1,121 delegates compared to 479 for Sanders. Sanders and Clinton face off in a debate tonight in the northern state of Michigan. Also today, Maine holds Democratic caucuses. This is VOA News. A suicide attack outside the Iraqi capital today has killed at least 30 people and wounded scores of others. A police official says the attacker drove an explosives-filled car into a security checkpoint in the city of Hilla, located south of Baghdad. The checkpoint was filled with dozens of cars awaiting entrance into the city. More than 40 people were wounded in the attack. No one has claimed responsibility for today's bombing. Afghan President Ashraf Ghani says his security forces have uprooted loyalists of Islamic State, or Daesh, in Afghanistan. Addressing lawmakers at the opening of Parliament in Kabul today, he said IS is one of the elements in the current Afghan conflict, but it is only fighting to promote its own extremist ideology and interests. Ghani said, "We can say with pride that today Afghanistan is the only nation where Daesh is on the run. They're on the run in Nangarhar, and Afghanistan will be their graveyard." Exit polls in Slovakia are giving Prime Minister Robert Fico's Smer party a win in Saturday's parliamentary election, with a large number of other parties, far left and far right, also winning seats. Fico calls the new parliament a big mishmash, and he may have a hard time putting together a new coalition government.
Je pravda, že výsledky, ktoré sa ukazujú, sú veľmi zložité. Ale to súčasne aj...
Fico says it is true that the election results are very complicated, which confirms that our political system is very lively, and we will probably have to work with a huge number of political parties, which will get into the Parliament of the Slovak Republic. The exit poll by Slovakia's Markiza Television gives the ruling Smer party 27.3% of the vote, lower than what had been predicted. An electorate fed up with corruption and low wages for teachers and nurses may have cost him votes. Prominent Sudanese politician Hassan al-Turabi was buried today in a cemetery east of the capital, Khartoum, following a funeral attended by thousands of mourners. Turabi died Saturday of a heart attack at the age of 84. He once played a major role in the 1989 coup that brought President Omar al-Bashir to power. However, the two close allies later became bitter foes, and Turabi became the only Sudanese politician to support a warrant for Bashir's arrest by the International Criminal Court on charges of war crimes. Chinese President Xi Jinping has issued a strong warning to Taiwan and its incoming independence-leaning government. According to the official Xinhua news agency, the president told delegates to a meeting that Beijing will resolutely contain Taiwan's independence secessionist activities in any form and will never allow the historically tragedy of a split to occur again. I'm Susan Yawkey in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.